I want to welcome you to Central Moments today again. We're following the storyline of the Bible. Today we're with Israel again, as they've started out now free from slavery in Egypt, and they're in the wilderness on the way to the land that God had promised them. And the story I'm going to be reading today is symbolized in an olive wood carving that I bought actually in a gift store in Bethlehem on one of my trips to Israel. It's a story of two men. Turns out these are two of the spies that are sent into this promised land before Israel enters it, just to spy out the land to see what's there. And part of what they do is bring back the incredible fruit, the abundance of this promised land. They've been wandering in a desert. And God's just been feeding them with manna, bread on the ground. But God's promised a place that would be just abundant with food and blessing and prosperity to them. So it's symbolized by this huge cluster of grapes that they have to carry on a pole between them. All of this happens because in verse 1 of Numbers 13, the Lord said to Moses, "Send some people to explore the land of Canaan." That's the promised land, "which I am giving to the Israelites. For each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders." So they're going to select 12 spies for these 12 tribes. Right now, they're just on the southern edge of the promised land, and they're going to go up and spy. And they do so, and verse 27 of Numbers 13 says, they gave Moses this account. "We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey, goat's milk and date honey, pictures of prosperity and abundance. And here is its fruit." And so they bring this huge cluster of grapes. But the people who live there, and notice the "but" here. that word sometimes slows us down too much. It's a land of abundance. It's a land God's promised. God has destiny for me. And God has blessing. But there's some obstacles. "But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there." There are giants there. And so it turns out of the 12 spies, only two, Joshua and Caleb, say, "God can do this for us. Let's go." And the other 10 say, "This abundance is wonderful, but there's no way we can conquer the people there." And so the next chapter, Numbers 14, verse 1, "That night all the members of the community raised their voices and they wept aloud." And they're getting good at this in the wilderness. "And all the Israelites grumbled." We've seen this over and over. They're out of food. They're grumbling. They only have bread. They're grumbling. They don't have meat. They get thirsty again and they start grumbling. In spite of all the miracles they've seen, they just grumble. They get angry with God. They get angry with their leaders. "And all Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them," and then they become these victims again. You know, "If only we died in Egypt, you know, or somewhere in the wilderness. Now you're wanting us to go into the promised land and die there. I mean, it's going to be a suicide mission. There's no faith here. There's grumbling." I bring this before you because I think this is the choice we have today. For you and me, if these grapes represent God's promise and God's abundance in our lives, is it going to be grapes or grumbling? You choose. You want to be filled with the vision that's centered in faith of the abundance God can give you, and then focus on the grapes. But if you just want to keep being a victim, in spite of all the things God's already done for you, the next problem, you're just as intimidated and scared as you've always been. You think, "Oh, God's just out to get me again." I mean, go ahead and grumble then. I want to tell you, the price of grumbling is a terrible price. In fact, because they grumbled and did not believe, they ended up wandering in the wilderness till that whole generation died out. That's why they were in the wilderness for 40 years. But look what the spies who had faith said in verse 8. "If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and he will give it to us." And there, see, those giants, those mighty warriors in the promised land, their protection is gone. But the Lord is with us, so don't be afraid of them. That's the attitude you have when you choose the grapes. instead of the grumbling. Father, thank you for this. I pray that you will give us grace not to grumble today, not to fall victim of all the things that feel out of our control, but help us to trust you, you who removes the protection of our enemies, you who can give us what's impossible. My God, we stand the ground of faith, and we focus on the grapes of your abundance and victory that lie in our future as you keep your promises to us. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.